This call is being recorded.
There we go. So we have the recording button on, and I want to say welcome, everybody. It's Monday, and it's our teleconference night. So thank you, everybody, for being on the call. I have a few announcements that I want to start off with, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about Taffy, and then we'll bring our guest speaker on. His name is Claude, and we're excited to have him on the call. He's here from Montreal. I mean, not here. He's on the call from Montreal.
Yes.
So my first announcement is, if you happen to be in the Kelowna area, or if you know someone who is in Kelowna, please invite them to my Christmas party. That's on Saturday, December the 8th at 9:30 a.m., and that's at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club. The fee is $20, and it includes brunch. And the guest speaker is Jennifer Cole, the general manager of Nature Sunshine Canada, is flying to be at my Christmas party. That's so exciting. And then we will have a sharing of all kinds of testimonials regarding people. This is a vitality group. These are people that are into health, and we have so much fun. We have approximately 60 people registered so far, and it's very exciting. And we welcome guests. So, again, that's on Saturday, December the 8th, 9:30 in the morning. The second thing I want to announce is Taffy, Taking Action for Your Health. I'm now taking registrations for Taffy Team 47. And so I think tonight, is there anybody on the call that's a Taffy grad that would like to speak on Taffy? Anybody want to take that on? Who's a Taffy grad that would like to speak? Go ahead. Oh, Kevin. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yes, Claude. I did it with Hélène, you know.
You did it with Hélène.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Yes.
Thank you. Kevin, are you there? Not there? Okay. I mean, he was on the call, but he's probably muted. Hi, Kevin, are you there? I just thought maybe I would ask a guest to speak on Taffy. Anyway, Taffy runs via teleconference call. We dial in every morning for 20 minutes. It's 5 days a week. Each day, we commit to our assignments of eating the right foods, exercising, having a smoothie every day. And each day we receive a 5-minute lesson, which is read to you, and then that lesson is emailed to you for future reference. The results we get from Taffy after 2 months is absolutely astounding. If you want your health back and you don't want to do months and months of research, because the research has all been done in Taffy. This is my 35 years of work. If you don't want to do the research, then join Taffy. The fee for Taffy is $377 for the 2 months. And we meet every day, 5 days a week, for 2 months. So the last thing I want to do is to bring on Claude, our guest speaker. And Claude, I pulled out the story that you gave me way back there in October 2009. I found it and I pulled it out. And I noticed, Claude, that you have all these letters behind your name. Can you tell me what those letters are? Go ahead, Claude.
What do you mean by the letters behind my name?
Okay, so you have BA. Does that stand for Bachelor of Arts degree?
Yes, Bachelor of Arts, and then master degree in sociology, but I didn't complete the thesis, but I had what we call a scholarity, and then I'm back in philosophy and BA also, what we call the Bachelor of Arts, right? And then back in baccalaureate in philosophy, and finally, but I'm a lawyer, you know. I've been a lawyer
for 40 years.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so is that what LLB stands for? LLB
stands
for?
Yes, LLB, yes, that's it. Let's see.
Okay.
Lettre légale, you know, a baccalaureate in lettre légale, legal letters, if I may.
Okay.
That this way.
So there
so
we
I
go.
I was with a large law firm called Garlings. Now it's called Garling WNG, which is a Kinnegan law firm or something like
Gowling.
750 lawyers, you know. So
okay,
Gowling
firm,
and Henderson
all through all around Canada, Toronto, you know, Vancouver and Calgary.
Okay.
But I was in Montreal.
Toronto,
you know,
Calgary,
Montreal.
Vancouver. So we're talking
yes,
to a prominent
Hamilton
lawyer here.
And,
yeah. Okay.
And Vancouver too. So
and
anyway,
Vancouver.
I retired. But when I was in the office in 2009, I left. You know, in 2009, you know, I had this problem, you know, with another lawyer from my firm had the same problem. You see, I had a PSA of 3, and then they started to watch me, you know. And after a few months, in the beginning of 2009, you know, it jumped to 7, so they knew there was a problem. So, but in the meantime, they were watching. So they were watching the PSA, and you know, they were they were verifying, you know, the prostate. And what I did, you see, since surgery was in September 2009, but in the meantime, you know, I started to take the product because I'm taking Nature Sunshine products since about 30 years because Hélène, my wife, is a distributor, you know. So she was doing kinesiology over me and verifying all the time. But so what we did at that time when I knew that I had cancer in the beginning of 2009, she started Pow Pow, which is an American 3. And those are capsules, you know, which is sold by Nature Sunshine, buying that in the States. And I took 9 a day for months, you know, from, I would say, May to approximately to, well, to September, to August. And finally, when they took
okay,
the
Okay, Claude, can I interrupt? Okay,
yes.
Can you also tell us other products that you took, because when I had
oh,
the
yes.
conversation
the,
with you,
I've always been taking products since at least 30 years, and what I'm taking enzymes every day, magnesium also. I have a pacemaker too, you know, because I have a my rhythm, you know, my cardio rhythm is low. Because I had problem because they gave me an inappropriate and or not appropriate drug. Okay, so so my rhythm, you know, went low, and I have this pacemaker, and I had to have it, you see, to get that surgery. And I take also Bifidophilus Thorafors, vitamin B, vitamin E, and vitamin C every day, and slippery elm, then BPC, ginger, omega all the time too, perfect vision, potass, zinc and D3 also every day, colatrim, calcium, magnesium, and cat's claw since about, I would say, 1 year and a half, 2 years. I take 15 a day. And
okay,
just
so
to
I'm
be
just
short,
going to interrupt, Claude. So that's probably because we are not able to take to get Papa. And I just wanted to interrupt and tell everyone
yes, that's
that Papa
it.
Will be available December the 8th. That's what I've heard. So you notice what Claude is doing now. He's taking cat's claw. 15 a day instead of Papa, okay? Because
yeah.
Papa is today no longer available. So I'm going to read from what you had told me up there in October, and this is what you said. It said 3 weeks later, and you said after a week of diarrhea, your PSA test showed an important decrease.
Yes.
With a PSA level of 2.9. And he said, usually
yes.
when the PSA
yeah.
level is at 3 or above, the doctors start to inquire about cancer. So this was
That's
after
it.
The surgery. and after you had been taking the supplements since I think May. So from May
about May up to and then in August
September.
when they took a PSA test in August before the surgery, they said, well, it's no more 7, it's 2.5 or something like that. So they said, what happened? So I told the surgeon, you know, what happened. And he is also your urologist and a very famous one in Quebec and in Canada, you know. And he told me, well, I said, I told him that I was taking Pau Pau. And he said, I don't know about that, Claude, but just go on. But, you know, you must undergo surgery since you have a serious problem because the cancer is getting out of the prostate capsule right now. So he said, I have to do a prostatectomy, you know, because on the Gleason scale, you are at 8 on 10, which is a very aggressive cancer. So I said, okay, well, because if I had started the Pau-Pau, well, 1 year before, maybe it would have been also, it would still be at 2 or 3, you see. And
I remember you talking about surgery. Exactly. When we had our conversation, you said that's what you regretted. You said if you had thought about taking the PAPA program sooner, you probably could have avoided the surgery.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I think, you know, because
right,
I would have kept it under a tree, you see. But anyway, he said it's what happened, and as you know, they are taking biopsy 3 times, and the problem with the prostate is that they cannot get around the prostate, and the cancer was behind, you know. So finally, they were able to go behind on an aggressive surgery, and they realized that I was at 8 on 10 at the Gleason scale, which is very aggressive, you know. So they didn't have a choice. Anyway, since that time, what I'm taking.
Yeah. The interesting thing about it is because you've done the program, I think anyway, and I think you agreed with that your PSA did come down, okay?
Yeah.
And you said it's been down ever since, and that's been many years now. I just want to ask you one thing also, because I found this interesting when I talked to you, Claude, that when you were diagnosed in 2009, they thought it was bone cancer. And so I just found that really interesting how they did their diagnostic PET scans, and you kept saying, I don't believe that. And
yes,
so,
they went through scans, made the scans, and also isotopes, you see, and they verified that there were 2 types of PET scan and isotopes, and they were trying to, you remember that, you know, those isotopes they were taking in Ontario, you know, where is it exactly? I try to remember the city where they were taking that, you see. And they tried that and twice, you see, and they said you have a bone cancer, and we don't give people surgery, you know, when they have bone cancer, so you will not be under surgery. I said, I don't believe that. So what they did, I said, do you have something more invasive? And they said, well, yes, we could get in. You know, we could get in and...
Which means a biopsy, right, Claude?
Yes, a biopsy, the bone with a hammer, you know, they get in.
With a hammer, okay.
And with a pin, they take a pin and a hammer and they go inside and they took it out and... 2 months later, they said, well, we didn't find it. We didn't find anything, but it doesn't mean that you don't have it. So I said, well, I have enough of this, you know. So I called the surgeon and he said, okay, that's enough, Claude, you're right. So you will be under surgery. And it never came back. There's, I have nothing in the bone since that time. So maybe it's only a hard part. Hard,
okay,
that
so,
call,
you know, I wanted...
They don't know it's a hard bone, you know. But anyway, I don't know exactly why, but I never had bone cancer. You know, it's nearly 10 years ago.
And, you know, my point in bringing that up is that I want to caution everyone to do what you just did, that maybe the diagnostic technology is not always accurate and we need to ask questions. And you see how intuitively you knew you did not have the bone cancer and you kept insisting. This is a little message for all of us that are on this call and anybody else listening to this, that we need to pursue this. We need to ask questions. Now, I have here that the Gleason scale, when you first started or you were diagnosed, on the Gleason scale, you were level 8. And after you had done the PAPA program, you had started May 13th, 2009. Yeah. Your Gleason scale was 8. Your PSA was 7.3. And then after that, this is October 15th, 2009. So from May to October, the Gleason scale now showed 4. And your PSA level was 0, and you were considered.
Well, no, the PSA came to the Gleason scale. I don't know exactly because the Gleason scale was only they gave it that only in something like August, when they realized it was aggressive. But it's the PSA which went down from 7.5 approximately between 7 and 8 to 2. So because when you're under three, they don't mind, When I got over 3 at the end of 2008, that's when they began to be suspicious. You see,
right.
This is the PSA that went down because the Gleason scale, I don't know. The first time they gave me they gave me the scale was in something like August, or July or August 2009. But, you're right. You must always challenge them, because I did challenge them. They came back with another PET scan and with another isotopes, and which is a type of radium, a type of nuclear process. And every time they were finding nothing, but they said, not that they're finding nothing. They were finding, that part of my bones where they said, you have a cancer there. And I was challenging that all the time, and finally they got in the bone. And so we must be, all those. You're right. You must always challenge that and go for another test or another better experiment if possible. Or even if invasive, to be sure.
Yeah, and Claude, I know we also talked about some people that you personally know. Had a neighbor, and he went through radiation treatments, and he passed away, and you were sorry that he wouldn't take on the PAPA program, okay? And you know some other people, or men, I guess, who had prostate cancer and went the medical route. What I want everybody to know here is that Claude did the PAPA program, and he also did a surgery, okay, which he regretted. And he also has continued with the PAPA program. Compared to some of his friends and neighbors who just they didn't know about the PAPA program, weren't even opened to it, and just did not have success like Claude does. I also want you to tell us, Claude, what is it that you particularly avoided eating?
Well, that's okay. But I'm not taking PAPA anymore since 2 years. I'm taking Cat's Claw, of course, because it's quite difficult to get pow-pow. You must buy it only for yourself, for your own consumption, and it's at the maximum 3 bottles, So Cat's Claw was the thing, and because it was very aggressive. They took out whatever they could, but a little, I would say, bits of cancer you know, were left in. And it never increased really since that time, you know, because
today.
I'm taking Cat's Claw. So there's
right.
no significance. So it's under control since, this is important, it's under control since I'm
right.
taking Cat's Claw all the time. Okay.
But what I wanted to say, too, is you also changed your eating habits. There
yes.
was foods that you absolutely avoided.
What I do is this. I avoid them. I avoid them since years, since that time, you know. I avoid wheat. The
That's
only
bread.
Thing I take
we
is,
have to
is
say
buck,
bread.
Is bet, buckwheat, but buckwheat is not a grain, it's a flour, you know, the buckwheat. So buckwheat is very, very good.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. a grass, yes.
Yeah.
I take
and
buckwheat,
you
I never,
sugar.
Never, yeah, and
you
we avoid sugar.
Yeah.
Especially, you know,
sugar.
Everything, all the, you know, all the pops and the, you know, never, I never take soft drink. And so that's the worst thing I would say. And the white sugar, it's awful. You know, we should not touch that. This is pure poison. So the only thing when I take some, it's maple syrup. I make my own maple syrup because I have a sugar shack and a little bit. But it's the only thing, you see. And my brother, who is, that's what I told you. My brother, you know, is a diabetic. He takes our maple syrup.
The conference call.
No problem. There's no, he has no problem
Health.
At all. No cream. Okay. So, you know, we must... If you take all that those good supplements and you don't take care of the food that you take, well, you know, I think that you are up to a certain point invalidating up to a certain point all the good supplements you're taking. So you must avoid grains. This is clear to me, you know, wheat, not at all. And sugar, you see, the you know, sugar, sometimes it, I never dessert, I never take to a dessert, never take you see, ice creams or those things, you know, or white sugar. And so you only get a little bit maple syrup and that's all.
Thank you, Claude. And so this is, so I just wanted to make sure everybody here knows that Claude has been cancer free. His PSA has been down to the normal level since 2009. So that, we said 2009. So that's 9 years ago. He's had great health. And he and his wife were at the Nature Sunshine Convention. They came up and gave me a big hug, and we had a great chit-chat. And Claude agreed to be on the teleconference call this evening. And Claude, it's great to have you. I'm going to now pursue my part of the agenda.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, by the way, okay. And I told you that I was taking Cardio DL. You know what is Cardio?
Oh, Cardio LDL, which is the Nature Sunshine.
You know, because there's another thing you must take together. You know, they gave me beta, what we call blocker, you know, beta. And 50% of the time, it is not recommended, you see. So, and my heart went down, you see, the rhythm went from 60 to 43 or 45 all the time. So they had to put a pacemaker, you know, to put me under surgery, and I still have a pacemaker. It's just no problem. You
right.
Have but, you know,
but
you must cardio
dancing.
Is fantastic.
Hey, there, that's not enough. Get back here.
You were dancing, Claude, so that was awesome.
Okay, so I leave you. I leave you to your meeting.
Thank you, Claude. And you can listen
okay.
to the rest of the call because I think you might learn with us.
Okay.
So, thank you. And that's Claude.
Okay.
He's
you don't need
speaker.
Anymore? Of course you
okay,
do.
Okay, now I have somebody who is speaking and interfering with the call. So can you please mute out? Okay, thank you. Okay, so I want to start off by defining cancer. How can we ever overcome cancer if we do not know what it is? It's our responsibility to take on our own health, just like Claude did. And in my world, there is no such thing as cancer. There is only a nutritional deficiency. Notice what Claude was doing, taking all those supplements, taking good foods. And there is a toxic overload. So, what is cancer? Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell growth that happens when there is an injury, and the repair of that injury is not made due to a nutritional deficiency and an oxygen deficiency, and the cell walls in that toxic injured area of inflammation becomes mutated by fungal infection. So let's take this step to a different degree. For cancer to occur, there is, number one, an injury. One thing we absolutely must know is that cells don't randomly replicate in our bodies. They replicate for a reason. They replicate to repair an injury. In cancer, there is cell replication. So it's obvious that there is an injury. Cells don't just divide at their own free will. They divide to repair an injury. And what do the cells need to repair the injury? And it's the stem cells that repair the injury for you. They are your little inner carpenters. Every organ and gland in your body has these little carpenters called stem cells. In order for stem cells to replicate healthy cells, they need a nutrition. So for cancer to occur, there is, number two, a nutritional deficiency. Healthy cells cannot replicate unless all the required nutrients are in place. The stem cells can't do their job of cell replication unless you feed them with the essential nutrients needed to rebuild those cells. A carpenter cannot build a house without the concrete, the lumber, and so on. The same applies to our inner body. We need to give our stem cell carpenters all the nutrients required for healthy cell replication. And please don't tell me that you are getting enough nutrition from the foods that you are buying in a grocery store. If that was true, you wouldn't have cancer or diabetes or Parkinson's or whatever other diagnosed disease you may have. For cancer to occur, there is, number three, an oxygen deficiency. Those stem cell carpenters need oxygen for cell replication to happen. They need oxygen for oxidation. Oxygen is used for the burning up process. That's how healthy cells replicate. And there is something stopping the oxygen from getting to the injured areas. So what is it? Number four, for cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area. And we call that toxicity inflammation. It's because the lymphatic system can no longer clean out the toxic debris that causes the inflammation, thereby prevents the oxygen and nutrients from reaching the injured area. And number five, for cancer to occur, there is an infection. There is so much toxic debris that has accumulated in that injured area that now the oxygen levels have dropped to 35%, and oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication can no longer take place, and this is when fungus becomes active. So when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, that's inner skin cells, so it could be inner lung cells, or it could be inner prostate cells, or inner colon cells, or inner liver cells, then the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. I think we've got the picture. So I'm just going to define injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation in a little more depth. Number one, injury. There are many different kinds of injuries. And one of them, of course, is evident to us, and that's physical injury, like falls, accidents, blows, crushing, fracture, scratching, rubbing. Let's now look at exploratory surgeries can cause injury. An infected organ can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure an inner urethra. A gallstone might injure the bile duct. Mammograms cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Chemotherapy can cause chemical injuries. Root canal procedures can cause injuries. Drugs of various kinds cause gut permeability, which leads to leaky gut and injures the stomach walls. There are lectins in all present-day grains that cause or poke holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut, and that causes an injury. Then it moves into the bloodstream and accumulates in different organs and tissues internally, causing an inflammation. There are phytates in present-day grains that deplete vitamin D3 and rob your body of many minerals. There are glyphosates found in today's herbicides like Roundup, which is used on almost all wheat that we're consuming. Glyphosates are known to cause leaky gut. Glyphosates are also known to cause leaky brain, and I've always asked the question, might this be the cause of brain tumors? Think about nutritional deficiency. Injury can come from a nutritional deficiency when the cell membrane loses its integrity and cracks, just like the skin on the outside cracks, like chapped lips or chapped hands, usually a sign of omega-3 deficiency. Today, our agricultural practices have interfered with our plants' abilities to pick up raw elements from the earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. Therefore, consequently, foods are very deficient in nutrients. And my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which has sold over 5,000 copies, and that was 2 years ago, states that you would have to eat 10 tomatoes today to get the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. This is how critical those nutrients are. We're not getting enough of them. Even back in the 1860s, Antoine Bichamp stated that a deficiency of even one mineral allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. And Dr. Linus Pauling, he was the father of vitamin C in the 1970s. He said, you can trace every disease to a mineral deficiency. So mineral deficiencies cause injuries. If there is a lack of omega-3, that reduces the amount of oxygen getting into the cells, and that can cause an injury to the cell walls. There was a study done once with a certain breed of cats that were induced with cancer, and then they were fed high amounts of omega-3 oils and foods with iron in it. The oxidation process was so rapid that all the cancer cells were exploding. Dr. Halda Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers, and she showed documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer case. When there is an accumulation of toxic debris, that toxic debris invites parasites. The prostate, for instance, is particularly a vulnerable area for parasite infestation if there happens to be an accumulation of candida. And we noticed from tonight's talk, listening to Claude, how he avoided all sugars, pops. He avoided bread, wheat. He avoided those products. For that reason, it feeds candida. Toxic debris can also invite parasites or viruses. Can invite viruses. So think about cervical cancer. Cervical cancer is started by human papilloma virus only when there is an accumulation of toxic debris in that cervix. It's not the virus that's the problem. It's the toxic debris that invites the virus, that's the problem. Dr. Versendahl, Simoncini, Lastic said, cancer injuries start by candida yeast. Candida is fed by sugar, starches, antibiotics, various drugs, birth control pills. Candida grows a root structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane, thereby causing leaky gut. Candida then escapes into the bloodstream, where it makes the blood sticky and heavy, and that stops the flow of oxygen and nutrients to all the various organs and glands of the body. And then candida produces xenoestrogens that affect the functioning of the thyroid. And the thyroid is in control of metabolism. The thyroid is also in control of iodine, and we need that iodine to bind toxic radiation. Xenoestrogens also scramble up all your hormones, and they are the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility. And these false estrogens also weaken collagen production and weaken inherent weak membranes, organs, and tissues. I want to talk a little bit about body temperature. Cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 37 degrees Celsius or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. When should you take your body temperature? First thing in the morning, before you do any movement, grab that thermometer and take your body temperature. Find out where it's at. It's critical that during your 8 hours of sleeping time that your body temperature is at 37 degrees Celsius. That means that those toxic fungal cells, toxic candida cells, are burning up on the inside. So again, cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 37 degrees Celsius. At that temperature, your blood is circulating. Your oxygen is getting to where it's supposed to get to. The nutrients are circulating. Lowered oxygen levels happens in low body temperature. Poor circulation happens in poor body temperature. And a low oxygen level means microbial invasion that leads to cancers, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, diabetes, heart problems, depression, and so on. Dr. Bernice Eddy, in the 1950s, she was a laboratory scientist, and she was working on vaccinations. and she discovered vaccines to be a direct contributing factor to cancer. How many of us really read the insert to those flu shots that we so liberally have injected into our bodies? Before you do that, go to the pharmacist. Ask for the insert to a pneumonia shot, the insert to a flu shot, the insert to a tetanus shot, and so on and so forth. Read the ingredients. If you would not eat it, you shouldn't have it injected into your body. Well, Dr. Bernice Eddy was studying vaccines, and she was injecting vaccines into hamsters. And she discovered that these hamsters got various kinds of cancers and tumors. She reported her findings to her colleagues. That was in 1957. And warned them, if they were to institute the vaccination program into our society, we would have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer because whatever is in those vaccination shots creates toxicity in our body. It's nutrition that belongs in our body. It's not toxicity that belongs in our body. Sugar is a contributing factor to injuries. Think about sugar and what it does to your teeth. It robs minerals and calcium from your teeth and it causes cavities. Well, what do you think that sugar can do to your internal organs? And we heard Claude this evening and he said that sugar is a poison. Back there in 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in a sugar warehouse, and all kinds of them were getting cancer. So he repeated this observation in a laboratory setting, and he discovered that sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Dr. Otto Warburg proved that fermentation of sugar also is a contributing factor to cancer in 1931. Dr. Koh proved that too much sugar to the cells will provoke it to start exhibiting all the phenotypes of cancer. Sugar produces an enzyme that inhibits cancer cell apoptosis. In other words, sugar stops cancer cell death. Injury can also come from toxic heavy metals. We find them in mercury fillings in our teeth. We find them in all vaccination shots have mercury and aluminum in them. We find all kinds of chemicals that we're exposed to. And these kind of things can also get into the bloodstream to make the blood sticky and heavy and cause inflammation. And Dr. Hamer warned us about our strong emotions. He stated that injuries in cancer can come from strong emotions. These strong negative emotions such as anger, unforgiveness, hatred, and so on, causes an overload of toxic acids. We've all experienced that. When we get upset, we feel it right there in our solar plexus. We're upset, we can't eat for reasons because there are acids being produced and these acids can eat away at membranes of internally weak organs. So there's a saying that goes along with cancer and it's called, what's eating you? So one thing we come to know is that cancer starts from an injury. And it requires a framework of nutrition to repair and heal the injury. So what happens when there's an injury? There's an injury, the brain sends a current of injury, a message to the injured area that triggers the stem cells, those little carpenters, into action. And in order for those stem cell carpenters to make healthy cells for you, they need those minerals, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, oxygen, water, salt, and all those things. And if all the building blocks are present in abundance, then healthy cell replication can take place. and these healthy cells repair the injury. Once the injury is repaired, the stem cell carpenters go to rest. The current of injury stops. So imagine what happens if one of these building blocks is missing, if minerals are missing. Then the current of injury from the brain to that injured area continues with a continuous need and a continuous cell replication. So one of the keys to prevent cancer and one of the keys to stop and overcome cancer is to stop the current of injury by feeding the body plenty of minerals and nutrients. And we heard Claude speak this evening. That's what he did. He fed his body, gave it lots of nutrition, lots of minerals, and he used Nature Sunshine products. I want to talk about inflammation. That's number two, injury, number one. Number two, inflammation. That starts from leaky gut. I've mentioned how candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins, phytates enter the bloodstream. They cause leaky gut, they get into the bloodstream. Now, food, before it's fully digested, also goes through these holes in the gut membrane, and that gets into the bloodstream. So now you have all this unwanted residue of toxic debris in the blood that makes the blood sticky and heavy and puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillary through which the blood flows. And such a weight on the walls of the capillaries make the little tiny holes in the capillary walls to dilate. Now, these toxic lectins, undigested food particles, heavy metals, start to escape and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. In the blood, we also have blood plasma proteins, whose job it is to transport oxygen and water to the various cells and tissues, and they start escaping through the tiny holes. They attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now we have an accumulation of blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all this toxic debris around the spaces of the cells and tissues. This swelling is the first process of inflammation. It causes an irritation to those cells. And amazingly enough, that's not a problem if there is a strong, healthy lymphatic system. The lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back into the bloodstream via the subclavicle valve, which is in the neck area. And the lymph, which is the salty, fluidy part that flows in the lymphatic vessels, will take the sodium and the toxins and neutralize a lot of them and dump out the rest through our natural elimination channels. That's the bowels, the skin, the kidneys, and the respiratory tract. But start to imagine what happens when, over a period of years, that lymphatic system becomes overloaded with too much toxic debris, and that comes from the drugs that we're putting in, and dead foods, and stress, and emotions, and mercury fillings in teeth, and flu shots, and vaccinations, chemicals, and so on. Pretty soon, that poor lymphatic system begins to malfunction. So now you have trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins. And over a period of time, this leads to chronic inflammation. It becomes stagnant. So now essential nutrients and oxygen can't reach that injured area. And now the oxygen drops to below 35%. And Dr. Otto Warburg taught us scientifically proved that when the oxygen level to the injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication can no longer take place. And if there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, oxidation slips into fermentation. And fermentation produces ammonia and acids, and all of this toxic debris is now a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, fungus, in an acidic inner injured environment, low oxygen environment with no blood circulation. And that's when the fungus becomes active and it integrates into the stem cell line and it mutates the cells as the cells replicate. There's a genetic defect that happens here. So genetic defects in cancer do not come from inherent birth defects. It's the fungus that genetically defects the cells during the process of cell replication for the purpose of healing an injury or repairing an injury. And these mutated cells that are now replicating can in no way repair the injured membrane. So the current of injury continues with a continuous replication of mutated cells, which we call cancer. And if we understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth, when the repair of injury does not occur due to a nutritional deficiency, an oxygen deficiency, and a fungal infection, we can overcome cancer and we can prevent cancer or multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's disease or whatever we are diagnosed with. So what do? We do what Claude did. Stop feeding the cancer. We eliminate sugars, grains, wheat, bread, anything that's pop, alcohol, anything that's sugar. We just don't have it. It feeds cancer. Then we work on repairing the injury. We eat the right foods like grass-fed meats, fish, eggs, vegetables, seeds, berries. And knowing that we don't have enough nutrients even from those foods, which are important, we need to make some superfood smoothies that have Chinese mineral chi tonic for the missing trace minerals, Collagen Plus for the collagen that the candida is preventing and stealing. We can put Green Zone for all the green phytonutrients. We can do Solstic Energy. We can add berries of our choice and water and ice. We can add some Zambrosa. And this smoothie replaces the need to do any kind of juicing besides. These superfoods from Nature's Sunshine are quality controlled, which means the nutrients in each one of those products has been analyzed. That's why they are of therapeutic quality. We do not know the nutritional quality of any foods that we use from a grocery store. And it's interesting to find out that Dr. Alexis Carroll in 1912 was able to keep chicken cells alive for 30 years. And this is what he did. Every 48 hours, he fed those chicken cells a mineral-rich clean water solution. And those chicken heart cells outlived the poor chicken that donated them. Then we work on taking some super omega 3 or super oil to get that oxygen into the cells. We take extra vitamin D3 because it's lost from the grains we've been eating. Then we work on decreasing inflammation. This is where we add flaxol lignans that is known to bind those xenoestrogens that the candida produces. We take colostrum on an empty stomach to clean out those toxic lectins from grains. We take lots of chlorophyll that helps to clean out some of the heavy metals. We take protease plus enzymes on an empty stomach that gets into the bloodstream to clean up undigested food particles. And I love cat's claw. It opens up the lymphatic system and drains the toxins out through the elimination channels. Then we activate the elimination channels. So we use LBS2 if we want to increase bowel activity, or we can take body detox to help the liver, the kidneys, and the bowels to move. Then we address the kidney infection. This is where, like, we listened to Claude, and he used lots of papa. He was taking 9 a day. Some people take 12 a day, others 15 a day. We will have papa available December the 8th. That product has over 20 years of research, and Dr. McLaughlin said that papa is almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. And we increase body temperature and blood circulation by using MC. It cleans out lead, mercury, iron, metabolic waste, toxic triglycerides, toxic cholesterol, and increases blood flow and oxygen flow. And we can increase stem cell production by using astragalus. It's found in capsules. Nature Sunshine also has it in cat's claw combination and in mineral chi tonic. So just like Claude, all kinds of people have taken on this particular program. They've addressed injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation, and have been able to overcome cancer. Anybody can do this. The only thing that's required is time and patience. You didn't get there overnight. It took you years. However, following this program, within a year, usually within a year, you can overcome your cancer if you've been diagnosed with it. So I'm going to turn the recording off, and we will be able to ask questions. So give me a second.